This story with the chairman of the board of Ferretship wanting to chip immigrants, well, illegal immigrants, first of all, how are they going to find them? We can't even find them all now.
That's a good question. I think their plan is to require it of legal immigrants. And so anyone who I guess down the road, anyone who didn't have one of these chips in them could then at that point be determined to be illegal. And that's what we understand. They're talking about the guest worker program, talking about getting the government to get on board and require this, and talking about possibly even using it for employer verification.
Okay, so, but if it's a guest worker program, though, it's still some of the illegals.
Well, I guess the guest worker program is where they actually sign in officially with the U.S. government and receive permission to be here. So
But I still think they're illegals. You know, if they come in that way, that's what they are. I'm not going to change my mind about that. But I don't think this will work. It's crazy. But your concerns and Liz's concerns far more than just chipping immigrants, illegal or otherwise, right?
Well, yeah, because once you get the government on board chipping anyone, whether it's, you know, immigrants, whether it's guest workers, whether it's even, you know, felons released from prisons or pedophiles, what you do is you really open the floodgates to this human chipping industry. And I think, you know, as soon as they start getting underway and actively chipping people, whether it's with their permission or against their will, I think at that point we're going to start seeing a push. You know, these guys have lobbyists and they have high government officials on their board of directors. They've got a whole lot of clout, and they could be in a position to lobby for expanding that shipping industry. And I think that's really where the problem begins to arise, is that at the end of that road, we both firmly believe that, you know, down the road at some point, if you start here, the end of that road is going to be chipping each and every one of us.
All right, what's the latest situation, Liz, with the RFID tags?
Well, in terms of the Ferretship, of course, the latest news is now the Ferretship Corporation wants to inject itself into this debate over immigrants. And, of course, the morning after President Bush went on national television talking about clamping down on Mexican immigration, they got their opportunity, and they were saying, hey, you know, this would be a great way to identify immigrants and guest workers, and my gosh, let's get them to roll up their sleeves. So we're here, we're ready to serve. and he was on the Fox News channel, and he was bantering with them back and forth about, you know, how his product was just the panacea for this issue.
And I'll tell you, Catherine and Liz, what concerns so many people, too. I'm here in Washington, D.C., where I'm attending a book expo, and some of the people that I talked to today about chips, because I knew both of you were going to be on Coast to Coast tonight with me, they're opposed to it, but they're petrified that government will force them to get chipped in order to live and survive. And let me give you an example. They think that without a chip, we won't be able to do banking, they won't be able to buy goods and services, and they will feel as if they will be compelled to have to do this at the right time. And they're scared about that. So what are the dangers? What are the possibilities that government will force people to do it, or can all of us simply revolt and say, it's not going to happen?
Well, George, this is Liz. Yeah, there really is a big fear out there. In fact, there are some legislators now that are also concerned. In fact, in Wisconsin, there's a representative, Marlon Schneider, who introduced a bill that passed both houses unanimously in Wisconsin. And Governor Doyle there is expected to sign this bill May 30th. It prohibits anyone, including employers or government agencies, from requiring people to have microchips implanted in them. And violators would face fines of up to $10,000 per day. So people perceive this as a big enough problem that there actually have to be laws passed. Now, I'm not so sure that we're going to see the government knocking on our doors and saying, okay, get in the chipping line. I don't know if it would unfold like that. There are much more subtle ways.
Who knows?
George, it could. But think about this. There are much more subtle and probably much more effective ways to get people to comply with this. I mean, fear is one. Perhaps, you know, fear of bird flu, for example, could get people begging for chips. Or let's say, for example, there's an incentive offered. Say your insurance company suddenly says, well, you know, unless you have a chip in your arm, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to charge you a premium of 15%.
Or what about everybody with a chip gets a substantial reduction on their income tax?
Well, there you go. So there are plenty of ways I can see this unfolding other than the, you know, the army coming to our doors, you know, with machine guns to our heads, saying, "Okay, it's time to get your chip." I think that would be a far less effective way.
This company, Verichip, for example, are they making any money doing this yet?
They're losing money big time. You can read their financial statements. They've actually had to file statements at the SEC because George, they're actually planning an initial public offering of their stock sometime very soon. And it's very telling. Millions and millions of dollars have been lost. This product is really got a tremendous number of flaws, medical downsides, security downsides. People hate it, pretty much. And so, you know, they're really hoping, they're trying to find any foothold they can to try to convince people that they should buy this product and invest in their company. And, of course, we're certainly trying to educate people about all of this so this doesn't come to pass.
And, George, I should add that fewer than 100 people in the United States, despite years of a marketing campaign, have actually agreed and signed up and had one of these things injected into their flesh. So the company would like to have us believe that, you know, people are falling all over themselves to beat a path to their door to get these chips implanted, when the reality is that they can't find people to voluntarily do this. They're losing money like a sieve, and they are now turning to people who can't say no. And you may recall a couple of months back, this company, I think, it would just stoop to the lowest of ethics when they went to a place called the Orange Grove Center outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee, which is a place where they have mentally disabled adults who are unable to care for themselves. And they actually were sort of like vultures swooping around this home, and telling the parents and the guardians and all the other folks, "Hey, we can ship your kid. We can ship your grown son or daughter, and that way, if they ever wander outside the facility, then if somebody ever fired, whatever." But I'll tell you, those parents had such a backlash against that organization that everyone had to issue a disclaimer and back up and say, "No, we won't do it." And to the best of my knowledge, nobody ever agreed to do it at that center.
Are there any hospitals? Any hospitals in this country right now recommending every child gets chipped? Is that happening at all yet?
Not that we've seen, thank goodness.